Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Woodard, and I will be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I pray that everyone has had a happy new year so far. Glory to God. We've made it. The old is passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. I'd like to thank Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield for allowing me to come before you each week. And so we're going to kick off the new year. Amen. The year of 2020. Glory to God. And Pastor Steve and Butterfield, they also have a broadcast that comes on every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Turn on the Light. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the senior pastor is Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, and the lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. They also have Bible studies at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Amen. So I want to thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
lift our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Hallelujah. You deserve it, God. You deserve it, Lord. All of the glory belongs to you, Father. All of the honor belongs to you, Father. All of the praise belongs to you, Father. For you deserve it, God. For watching over us, protecting us, Father, keeping us in your care, Lord. Nobody but you, God, deserves all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Bless your name, Father. You're wonderful, God. You're awesome. You're mighty. You're magnificent. You're marvelous, God. You're excellent in all your ways, God. There's nobody like you, Father. The true and the living God. God all by yourself, God. Holy, righteous. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in to hear the first message of the year 2020. Anybody glad to say that they made it? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to come out of the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, some people say Habakkuk. Habakkuk in the second chapter. Starting at the first verse. Habakkuk. Second chapter, starting at the first verse. Amen. And it reads, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Somebody say it would surely come. Amen. It would not tarry. Verse 4 says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. I want to read it in another translation. Amen. Read it in the Message translation. Habakkuk, second chapter, first verse, says, what's God going to say to my questions? I'm braced for the worst. I'll climb to the lookout tower and scan the horizon. I'll wait to see what God says, how he'll answer my complaint. And then God answered, write this. Write what you see. I want to repeat that. And then God answered, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. Verse 4 says, look at that man, bloated by self-importance, full of himself, but soul empty. But the person in right standing before God, through loyal and steady believing, is fully alive, really alive. One more, I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. And it says, I will climb up to my watchtower and stand at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint. Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets, so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. I'm going to say it again. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. I want to talk to you tonight. The title of this message is TNT. TNT, the 2020 blessing. TNT, the 2020 blessing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this new day, this new month, this new year, this new decade. Thank you, Father, for bringing us over, God. into this new place called 2020. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the power of your word, God. Thank you that your word is true, Father, and that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent, Father. For what you say, you would do. And I thank you, Father, for allowing me to come before your people as a chosen vessel, God, to share what you have to say to them. And Father, as we receive your message, let us be challenged. Let us be charged and even changed, Father, to go out into the world, make an impact for your kingdom, to seek and save that which is lost. We thank you and we praise you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. TNT, the 2020 blessing. The way God has showed this to me, it's not, excuse me, it's not in the traditional sense, amen? Because the way that he showed it to me is a combination of science and faith. But I want you to bear with me as we get through this. Amen. The letter T. Thinking about the title, TNT. The letter T is the 20th letter of the alphabet. And it's interesting because the letter T is the only letter that when you say the number in the sequence of the alphabet, when you say the word T, is also the 20th alphabet versus A being the first or B being the second, because A doesn't begin at the word first. B doesn't begin at the word second, and so forth. I want you to try this for yourselves. Count off from 1 to 26, and then the letters from A to Z, and the only letter that lines up with the first letter of its sequence, its number in the alphabet, is the letter T, being 20. So I wanted to point that out. 2020 is not a coincidence. 2020 is the year that has been anointed and appointed for this time in our lives. 2020 is a year that has been anointed and appointed in the time of our lives. So let's get into it, amen. TNT, what is TNT? Trinitrotoluene. That's the word. TNT is actually short for trinitrotoluene. It's a flammable toxic compound made up of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen, used as high explosive and in chemical synthesis. Synthesis is the composition or a combination of parts or elements so as to form a whole, not a H-O-L-E whole, a W-H-O-L-E whole. The combining of often diverse or different or distinct or unlike elements or qualities, conceptions into a coherent whole. The frequent and systematic use of inflected forms as a characteristic device of a language. So, synthesis means to put together. That's the gist of it, to put together. The compound chemical elements put together to form TNT are carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. So we're going to talk about these natural elements, amen? Carbon is a non-metallic, chiefly tetravalent element found native, as in diamond or graphite, or as a constituent of coal, petroleum, and asphalt, of limestone and other carbonates, and of organic compounds, or obtained artificially in varying degrees of purity, especially as carbon black or activated carbon, charcoal, and coke. Carbon is in charcoal and coke, Coca-Cola. Then the next one is hydrogen. Hydrogen is a non-metallic element that is the simplest and lightest of the elements. It is normally a colorless, odorless, highly flammable diatomic gas and is used especially in synthesis. Nitrogen is the next one. A colorless, tasteless, odorless element that as a diatomic gas is relatively inert, lacking the power to move, and constitutes 78% of the atmosphere, and that is a constituent of organic compounds found in all living tissues. And the fourth one is oxygen, a reactive element that is found in water, in most rocks and minerals, in numerous organic compounds, and as a colorless, tasteless, odorless diatomic gas constituting 21% of the atmosphere. So nitrogen constitutes 78% of the atmosphere, and oxygen constitutes 21% of the atmosphere. Oxygen that is capable of combining with all elements except the inert gases, that is active in physiological processes, and that is involved especially in combustion. Oxygen is something that sustains a fuse. So what does all of this have to do with the 2020 blessing? TNT, trinitrotoluene, is a compound word. And it's actually three words combined. The first part is tri, which means three, having three elements or parts into three. When I think about the word tri, I think about us being triune beings. We are spirits who possess a soul and live in a body. That's a triune being. We're spirits who have souls and live in bodies. And then I think about the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So those two are what comes to mind when I think about the word tri. For some reason, I just thought about tricycle. Have three wheels. I don't know where it came from. Triangle, 3 points. Okay, Lord. Okay, the other word is nitro. So you have tri and you have nitro. Nitro is containing or being the monovalent united through nitrogen. And the third part is toluene. T-O-L-U-E-N-E. You have trinitrotoluene. Toluene is a liquid, aromatic hydrocarbon that resembles benzene, but is less volatile, flammable, and toxic, and is used especially as a solvent in organic synthesis and as an antinox agent for gasoline. So the word that's sticking out to me is the word compound. Compound. Compound is to put together parts as to form a whole, to combine. So let's go to Exodus, the 30th chapter, amen? Exodus 30. In reference to the word compound. And we're going to start in verse 22. Exodus 30 and 22. And it says, "Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, have so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin." Now that hin is not H-E-N, thinking about a bird. It's H-I-N, which means 6 quarts. So it's saying take 6 quarts of olive oil. And the reason why the Lord is saying this to Moses is because he had given him the measurements of building the tabernacle. So the tabernacle has been built, and then they had the outer courts, and then it had the brazen altar, And then they had the Holy of Holies. So after the tabernacle was built, then God spoke to Moses in this passage that we're reading in Exodus 30th chapter. And it says in verse 25, it says, "And thou shalt make it an all of holy ointment." An ointment compound, that's the word compound, after the art of the apothecaries. It shall be an holy anointing oil. Okay, so the Lord spake to Moses and told him to bring these items. One being myrrh, which is a gum which comes from the stem of a low, thorny, ragged tree growing in Arabia and East Africa. And the word pure here means free flowing. That's what pure means, free flowing. Says, "Take thou also," verse 23, "take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh," so free flowing myrrh, "and it's the best exudes spontaneously from the bark, while the inferior comes more abundantly by splitting the bark." And then the second thing he said to bring was cinnamon. Cinnamon comes from a tree growing in Ceylon and islands of the Indian Ocean. It is the dried inner rind of the tree. So he said, bring myrrh, bring cinnamon, and then he said, bring sweet calamus. Sweet calamus is a fragrant cane. I guess to us it would be like a sugar cane, but it's a fragrant cane whose root is highly prized as a spice. It grows in Arabia and India. And then lastly, he said, cassia. Bring cassia, K-A-S-S-I-A. And cassia is the aromatic bark of a shrub resembling the cinnamon. It grows in various parts of the East. The fact that cassia and the other spices were commanded to be used proves the Israelites had contact with trading caravans which visited Egypt, Syria, and Palestine. And then it talks about the holy ointment. In verse 25 it says, "And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil." The holy ointment was compounded after the art of the apothecary. The word apothecary was applied to one who compounded perfumes. And his work was nothing like that of the pharmacists we have today. So God told Moses to bring these things and to put them together and form an holy anointing oil. Verse 26 says, "And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony." So this is the purpose of why God had Moses to bring these items, to make this anointing oil for the purpose of anointing the tabernacle of the congregation and the ark of the testimony, or the ark of the covenant. Verse 27 says, and the table and all his vessels, and the candlestick and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot, and thou shalt sanctify them that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compounded any like it, or whosoever put it away of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. So this holy anointing oil was for a special purpose. And that purpose was to make things holy. To make things holy. That was the purpose of the anointing oil. All right, now let's turn to Acts, the 10th chapter. Acts, the 10th chapter. I just wanted to lay that foundation. Acts 10 and starting at verse 34. TNT, the 2020 blessing. Acts 10, starting at verse 34. And it says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. Of a truth. Verse 35 says, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. So the message was peace. We just finished the Christmas season, and one of the sayings is peace on earth. Peace on earth. That was the purpose for Jesus coming, to bring peace on earth. Amen. In this chaotic, sinful world. Verse 36 says, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So I wanted to get to verse 38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. And remember, I said that the purpose of the anointing was to make something holy. To make something holy. So keep that in mind. When I was preparing for the message today, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, only by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit will you see results this year. And they will come through obeying what I tell you to do. This is the year of my glory being revealed. So whatever you see, I will also see that it comes to pass. TNT is the Trinity blessing. I am going to manifest my light in you to expose all darkness so people will plainly see the difference between he that's in the world and he that is in you, because I am so much greater, and heaven is about to explode with showers of blessings. Glory to God. He said, only by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit will you see results this year. And they will come through obeying what I tell you to do. This is the year of my glory being revealed. So whatever you see, I will also see that it comes to pass. TNT is the Trinity blessing. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Says, I am going to manifest my light in you to expose all darkness so people will plainly see the difference between he that's in the world and he that is in you, because I am so much greater and heaven is about to explode with showers of blessings. TNT. The 2020 blessing. Glory to God. Now let's go to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Deuteronomy 8. He said, heaven is about to explode with showers of blessing. Glory to God. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And the 18th verse. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Let's start at verse 10. Deuteronomy 8, verse 10. Says, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given thee. Now that'll preach all by itself. It says, when thou hast eaten, not if, but when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Glory to God. When? That means he's already done it. He's already giving it to us. Can you see that picture? He said, whatever you see, I will also see that it comes to pass. Write the vision. So what's the vision? What are you expecting? Write it down. Find it in the word, because it says that he's not a respecter of persons. If he did it for one, because he's not a respecter of persons, he has to do it for another. Glory to God. Verse 11 says, beware, though, that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. So all of this, God is saying, is going to happen. Says, you're going to eat and be full. You don't have to worry about food. You're going to build goodly houses. And you're going to dwell in them. Your herds and your flocks are going to multiply. That's increase. Your silver and your gold is multiplied. That's increase. And all that thou hast is multiplied. Glory to God. That's not if, that's when. Verse 14 says, then thine hearts be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. So he's reminding them of what he's brought them through, how he's blessed them. Then 16 says, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Then verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. So if you don't forget the Lord and worship him, you won't perish. Verse 20 says, as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. So that's the key right there. Obedience. It ended with that. And in verse 1 of this chapter, it says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. All you have to do is obey. Obey. Glory to God. So what should we obey? Whatever he says. That's the condition. Obey whatever he says. He says, I have given you power to get well. Well, what's that power? That power is faith. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. For without it, without faith, we can't please God. And faith only comes by hearing the word of God. So if we want that power, we have to get in his word. Amen. All right, now let's go to Acts. No, not Acts. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Starting at verse 6. And it says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. So here's the 2020 blessing. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God said, I'm going to bless you, first of all, for your obedience. And on top of that, because your obedience is a sacrifice, I'm going to bless you for that. So that's the 2020 blessing. I'm going to bless you for your obedience. And because your obedience is a sacrifice, I'm also going to bless you for your sacrifice. That's the 2020 vision, the 2020 blessing. So let's go back now to Habakkuk, the second chapter. Habakkuk, the second chapter. And it says, in the Message, verse 1 says, what's God going to say to my questions? What's God going to say to my questions? Whatever question you have, whatever situation you're facing, whatever circumstance, whatever problem, says, I'm braced for the worst. I'll climb to the lookout tower and scan the horizon. I'll wait to see what God says. I won't move until I hear from the Lord, how he'll answer my complaint. And verse 2 says, and then God answered, write this. This is the answer. Write what you see. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Says, write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness. Says this vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. To what's coming. And then in the New Living Translation, it says, this vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. The 2020 blessing. TNT. Heaven is about to explode with showers of blessings. God bless you. Thank you, Father, for your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. See you next week.